gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we've got a very special gentleman standing by. He is the senior media manager for Hagerty Insurance, and we're going to be talking about a gamut of things, including the upcoming auctions in Arizona. Also, coming up on today's broadcast, in hour number two, an update from the Motorsports Desk with Jeff Bressler. We'll also be joined by a gentleman from Los Angeles who I met at the recently held L.A. Auto Show, and he's got a new TV show that's going to be debuting in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be talking to a gentleman who calls himself Motor Man. And also coming up in hour number two, speaking of television, the most popular car television program in Hawaii is a program called Ohana Road, and we're going to be joined by the creator of that event, that particular television show, and also we're going to be talking to him about some events. Matter of fact, he's deeply involved in vintage road racing. Well, so we'll be talking to Bill Maloney in hour number two of the broadcast as well. We'll also have an additional news update in the second hour of the show. In hour number three, we'll be joined by one of our regular contributors. He's our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical issues. Mark Evans will be joining us to take your telephone calls and emails if there's something wrong with your vehicle. And if we have time, we will squeeze in an interview that I did just a little while back with one of the icons of customizing, the king of the customizers himself, George Barris. We'll be playing that interview if we can squeeze it in a little later on in the broadcast. Meanwhile, let me tell you about some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. And this Auto World News Report is brought to you by the folks at Stabil. When you store, start with Stabil. It's America's number one fuel stabilizer. For more information, you can visit the corporate website, which is www.goldeagle.com. And if you're a classic car owner and thinking about putting your vehicle away for the winter, definitely visit www.goldeagle.com. Well, just to give you some highlights of the upcoming media days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. Of course, it's one of the big four here in North America, in which the press is treated to debuts, both world and North American, of production vehicles as well as concept vehicles. The other being the Los Angeles show, which was just held weeks ago, the Chicago show, which will be happening in the month of February, and the April show in New York City. But looking into the Detroit crystal ball here, a number of things have leaked out already, including the fact that Ford is going to take the wraps off a new Mustang GT for model year 2011. Basically trying to keep toe-to-toe with the competitors at Chevrolet with the Camaro SS and Dodge with the SRT8 Challenger. The new Ford GT gets a 5-liter power plant, a double overhead cam power plant, unlike the original Mustang 5.0, which was an overhead valve power plant. But it is going to pack 413 horsepower, so it will put it back in the race with its competitors. Recently at the LA Auto Show, they unveiled a V6 variant of the Mustang for 2011, which puts out 305 horsepower. And if you look at the current Mustang GT at 315 horsepower for model year 2010, Ford had to do something. Of course, the king of all muscle cars right now, horsepower-wise, is the Shelby GT500 from Ford, putting out 540 supercharged horses. Also from the domestic manufacturers, keeping in the line of Ford, Ford is going to take the wraps off the Ford Focus, the all-new one for 2011. And the design is definitely a lot more sculptured than the current Focus, kind of moving in the same direction that Ford has been recently with bringing over a lot of European styling influences to their North American product lineup. General Motors will have a number of concept as well as production vehicles starting on the production side. This one is a hot one. It's the 2011 Cadillac CTS V Coupe. This uses a detuned version of the 6.2-liter supercharged V8, which also powers the almighty ZR1 Corvette, the most powerful General Motors engine ever put in a production car. However, in the Cadillac CTS V sedan and coupe, it will be detuned to about 550 horsepower, but that's still a whole lot of ponies, to say the least. Sources also tell me the Cadillac will have another concept vehicle on display, a replacement for the long in the tooth DTS. The folks at BMW have lots of things happening at Detroit, including a six-cylinder version of their 7 Series sedan, offered both in regular and long wheelbase editions, the 740i and 740li. And also from BMW, an electric concept vehicle based on the 1 Series. It's called the Concept E. BMW will also take the wraps off their high-performance variant of the Z4 Roadster. It is not an M-badge vehicle. It is called the S-Drive 35IS. Mercedes will drop the top on their latest E-Class convertible. It's the 2011 E-Class Cabriolet. Styling somewhat controversial, I happen to like the present direction of design by Mercedes, taking cues from its past and melding it with modern touches. However, a number of journalists are not too hot, let's say, on some of the recent Mercedes offerings, but I think they're doing a good job. Also important unveils coming up in Detroit, the spiritual successor to the Honda CRX, a vehicle that my wife owned years ago. This is the CRZ for 2011. The big difference, of course, between the original CRX, which was a high-performance, affordably priced two-seater vehicle. This new CRZ is going to be a hybrid-powered vehicle. However, it will have the world's first six-speed manual gearbox. The folks at Mini continue to dazzle the automotive world with concept vehicles. The one to be unveiled in Detroit is called the Beachcomber Concept, and again, goes back in Mini history and recalls a Mini offering from the early 1960s. Toyota is scheduled to debut a vehicle they're calling the Dedicated Hybrid Concept. Speculation has it that Toyota will launch an entire line of hybrid vehicles using the name Prius as the line badge, like they've done with Scion with the more youthful-oriented vehicles. Audi will show off their flagship sedan, the 2011 Audi A8. The styling is a lot more, I'd say, subdued than we've seen from Audi in recent times with their S5 and R8 supercar. This one is a lot more restrained, but don't forget, Audi has got a crossover type coupe-esque sedan in the works in the not-too-distant future, so that one, no doubt, will be a whole lot more sexy. An interesting sidebar here, BMW is going to bring a six-cylinder variant of their Gran Turismo, the 535i, to the Detroit show. And this is interesting because this is a vehicle that has a hatchback but also a trunk. And finally, how do you like this one? Ferrari, Maserati, and Chrysler are all going to be sharing the same space at the Detroit Auto Show. Straight ahead, Rob Sass.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up. Start with Stabil.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure. But I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight. Detoxify and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns were set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We're live all across North America. Our toll-free line, if you have a question at any time, here is 800-259-9231. We may sprinkle in a trivia question during this hour of the broadcast. One of the things that we're going to be talking about, a very cool topic that our guest standing by has come up with, is five great first-time collector cars under $15,000. That sounds mighty good to me. And speaking of sounding mighty good, it's mighty good to welcome The man himself, he is the senior manager for media services for Hagerty Insurance and also a noted writer, Rob Sass. Welcome to the airways of Auto World. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing well. It's good to be here, Bob.
Well, let's begin at the beginning here, Rob. I know you grew up in the St. Louis area. When did you first get the car bug? Did you have it from the time you were a little boy, or when did you remember it first kicking in?
I can't remember not being a car guy, actually. So, yeah, since I was a little boy, I grew up in a sports car house. My dad always had something strange and interesting in the driveway, so I picked it up that way.
Excellent. Give us a little bit of an idea of some of the strange and excellent cars that your dad owned.
Well, I came home from the hospital in a bitch car called a Hillman Mink, so that gives you an idea of some strange and wonderful stuff. But growing up, he had an E-Type V12 Jaguar, a couple of Corvettes, Studebaker Avanti, just sort of interesting, out there high-performance stuff.
Excellent. And I know over the years you've collected and continue to collect vehicles. Tell us about some of those and some of your particular favorite makes and models.
Well, I've owned probably about five or six Porsche 911s over the years. I like those quite a bit. Had two E-Type Jaguars, Series 1 Coupe and a Series 1 Roadster, and even an old Maserati Mistral. But really, kind of my sweet spot is the affordable sort of under $15,000 collector cars that you can almost buy on a whim, get to know them, enjoy them, and move on to something else.
Absolutely. And you've come up here with a terrific list of some great first-time collector cars under $15,000. So why don't we begin by running down the list. Speaking of the Porsche 911, you've got that one right at the top of the list, the 1984 through 89 911 Carrera. Rob, what makes that particular era of the Carrera a good choice?
Great choice because it's the era Porsche had been building that car since about 1964. And by 1984, they'd really sort of ironed out all the bugs in the car, and there were a number of them when it came out, but by 84, the car was just about bulletproof. These are cars that are reliable enough to be used as a daily driver, high-mileage cars, and really, if they've been taken care of and have all the records with them, aren't anything to be shied away from. These are cars that can easily do a quarter of a million miles without any major attention to the engine or other major systems.
Amazing. Any downside to owning a 911 Carrera?
A few. If you're not used to the way a rear-engine car handles, it can be a little bit tricky at first. There's a lot of weight that hangs out over the rear axle of the car. And, if you go into a corner too fast and lift off the gas or worse, hit the brakes, you can find yourself going the opposite direction sooner than probably you'd want to. It's a Porsche, so parts can be expensive, although in this area, things have been getting better lately. There have been a lot of specialists that have sprung up lately who have offered a big catalog of 911 spares at good prices. Other than that, the only thing that's sort of a downside to these cars is Porsche never really, at least when this car was being built, never really got the hang of good air conditioning. So if you live in Texas or Florida or something like that, it's a consideration. Although even for this, there are kits out there in the aftermarket that can make 911 Air work pretty well. But for the most part, just a great all-around car. They're fast even by today's standards. They're very well built. If you live in the Salt Belt, you can drive them year-round because Porsche really sort of pioneered really effective rust proofing. So you really shouldn't see a rusty 84 to 89 911 Carrera.
And down the road, do you anticipate the 84 to 89 to continue to increase in value?
No, I think that at this point they've pretty much hit the bottom of their depreciation curve. I'm not seeing them going down in value at all. They built an awful lot of cars, and again, that sort of longevity that we talked about works a little bit against collectability because they're really they're not going anywhere. I think the survivorship rate for them was pretty high. And there are a lot of them out there. But, I think that particularly the last, the 87, 88, and 89s, which had an improved transmission and are very desirable, probably are going to experience, a little bit of moderate appreciation over the next 5 or 10 years. But certainly this is a car that you can drive, you can enjoy, probably not have to put a lot of money into, and at least get what you put in out of it.
And certainly, I haven't had the pleasure yet of owning a Porsche, but there's such a Porsche community, and there are so many clubs that you can belong to. I mean, the Porsche folks definitely tend to stick together.
Yeah, they really do. And the Porsche Club of America is big, as you said. It's enthusiastic and full of helpful people. And really, these are the people that you're going to rely on. If you're new to the Porsche world and this is your first old car, the best thing you can do is get a hold of the local Porsche club and talk to an expert. Ask them, what do I need to look out for with these cars? Who's the right person to do a pre-purchase inspection on the car? Which really, with a car like this, is absolutely critical. You never want to buy one of these cars without having a good look at the previous owner's records and having a competent air-cooled Porsche mechanic do a pre-purchase inspection on one. With that said, if you choose right and do your homework, you really should be happy with one of these cars.
Number two on Rob Sass's list of five great first-time collector cars for under $15,000 is the Corvette, and the era of Corvette that Rob is suggesting that you folks take a very serious look at is 1973 to 1977. So this would fall into the realm of being a C3 Corvette, a third-generation Corvette. Tell us, Rob, why this particular era of the Corvette, it really sparks your interest.
I think I like them because basically nobody else seems to. And this is really sort of the lost years for the Corvette. After 1972, you had bumper laws and emission control laws and everything else that really started to impact a lot of the cars that we like. It sort of put an end to the muscle car era and everything else. The Corvette was certainly affected by some of these laws, but they're not bad cars. I particularly like the 73s, which still had a little bit of horsepower.
Hold that thought for a sec. When we come back on the other side, more with Rob Sass.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. We so appreciate you joining us each and every week at this time. My name is Bob Long. And don't forget, when you're away from your favorite radio station, you can always listen online at gcnlive.com. We also have archives of all the shows and a free podcast for you as well. Rob Sass joins us, and Rob is a noted writer as well as Hagerty Senior Media Services Manager, and he's come up with a great topic here for tonight. Five great first-time collector cars under $15,000, and we brought the commercial break back with a little red Corvette because we're talking about Corvettes. The 1973 to 77 Corvettes Rob has put on the list, and Rob, you were telling us about some of the reasons why these particular Corvettes are special. You were mentioning the fact that, you know, this was kind of a turbulent era and a lot of federal mandates were going into place, bumpers, etc. But still, tell us more about why you like this particular era Corvette.
Well, it was almost a toss-up between these sort of later C3s and the C4. But in the end, I went with these cars because I think they're cheaper and easier to maintain. But I think Chevy happened to have done a particularly good job of maintaining the stylistic integrity of the C3 Corvette after the bumper laws came out in 74. I think the urethane bumpers were a pretty good solution compared to what some of the foreign manufacturers were doing that were just plain awful. So the cars continued to look good even through sort of the malaise era of the mid-70s. Horsepower did go down. You lost the 454 engine, and really you had a choice of just two 350s, the L48 and the L82. But still, the L82 car still put out about 210 horsepower, which was net horsepower, which, you know, compares probably to 250 or 260 in the old gross measurement. So these were not by any means slow cars. General, most of these cars came with air conditioning, and GM did a great job with that. So, you know, even today, if the car's been well-maintained, you'll have cold air. Came in some great mid-70s Corvette colors like bright yellow and orange flame. And you'll never have trouble selling one of these cars. There's always a buyer for a Corvette. So, I, you know, at the end of the day, I like the 73 to 77 cars. They hadn't gained that sort of fishbowl, big glass back window, and they really sort of had the stylistic integrity that made the C3 Stingrays great.
And, of course, the Corvette convertible went away, I believe, in 75. So if you can snag one of those, that would be a real potential future collectible, but probably more than over 15,000, Ron?
Yeah, tough to do for one that you'd want to own for around 15. But, you know, 15, 16 is probably probably the entry level for a 74 or 75 convertible.
Moving to number three on the list, it's the 65 to 66 Ford Mustang. And, again, kind of an iconic American vehicle. And I can't believe that they're available for under $15,000.
You know, it really is hard to believe. At this price point, you're not going to be looking at a K-code fastback or a K-code convertible or you know, something like that everybody wants. You're going to be looking at a notchback coupe with a 260 or a 289 V8, or you're going to be looking at maybe a six-cylinder convertible. So there are definitely, first-generation, 64.5 to 66 Mustangs out there in that price point, and they're worth owning. Parts, very, very easy to find. Really, I think the only way, easy to find vintage Mustang parts, the Girl Scouts gave them out 50 orders. Really, a lot of vendors out there, things still, you can buy it at your corner auto parts store, everything from sheet metal, interior trim, badges, it's all available, but sort of in varying degrees of quality. So it really helps to do some homework as far as the reproduction parts out there.
Absolutely, and like all the vehicles that we've talked about, the Porsche and the Corvette and the Mustang, all with tremendous clubs and fans. I attended both the, was it the 50th anniversary of the Corvette and the 40th anniversary of the Mustang, and it's just amazing the passion that runs through the owners of these vehicles, Rob. And, if you get one of those real early Mustangs, you're almost a superstar.
Yeah, you really are. And obviously, Coca is still with us and still very enthusiastic and passionate about the car that he had so much to do with in the early days. But really, I think that the great thing about them is they're sort of the O positive of collector cars. They work for just about anyone, particularly for a first collector car. I mean, virtually anybody with a good set of tools and some mechanical aptitude can perform normal maintenance. Major repairs can be done by people with a little bit higher degree of mechanical aptitude and a shop manual. And, again, like Corvette, always seems to be a buyer for a good Mustang. When you want to move on to something else, it's not like you're going to be sitting with that car in your driveway forever.
So true. We're talking about five great first-time collector cars that you can have for under $15,000. If anybody has any comments or questions for Rob Sass, the telephone number 800-259-9231 or email bob@autoworldradio.com. Number four on Rob's list is the 69 to 76 Triumph TR6. And I remember these so well, Rob, as a kid because of their red wall tires.
Yeah. Yep, I do too. Those Michelin red wall tires that they all came with new. Really added to the look of the car. I like these cars a lot. I have to actually confess to a little bit of a bias. I've had about three or four of them. And they're good looking cars. Even, for people who really don't like sports cars or don't care for foreign cars, they're not tiny, small cars, and they're even, kind of macho looking for a foreign sports car. Mm-hmm. They've got a long hood, big wheels, big tires, and are tougher looking than most, imported sports cars. And the best thing about it is the top goes down. I mean, they're all convertibles. They've got, a wonderful 2.5 liter, straight six engine that's really smooth and makes decent power. The parts are cheap and easy, and again, like the Mustang, do-it-yourselfer can perform a lot of maintenance on these cars.
Yeah, no, that's a very good choice, and I, too, have a fondness for British cars as well. And you're right. I mean, it's got a muscular stance, definitely oversized wheels and tires for its era. And the interior is cool. I mean, it's got real wood on the dash, so
yep.
you really can't go wrong. And speak.
Yeah.
door it had, Ron?
I'm sorry, real wood on the dash, you know, more gauges than a light plane. And just, yeah, very, very nice looking interiors. But, you know, I guess when you're talking about any British sports car, you know, I guess, you know, the topic of electricals has to come up at some point. So I suppose, we had to talk about that. The old Prince of Darkness,
Mr. Lucas.
For the nickname. Yeah, for the Lucas electrical system in cars, which, you know, honestly, I've never had a dash fire in a TR6 that I've owned, and I've never been stranded by an electrical component. But, you know, it does happen. There are fixes out there. There is a really great GM single wire alternator conversion for these cars. But you do that, make sure your battery and your wiring harness are in good condition, and hopefully the Prince of Darkness won't visit you.
Very well said. And number five on the list is another Mustang, but from a totally different era and a totally different platform. This is the 87-93 Ford Mustang riding on the Fox platform, which underpinned Mustangs for actually quite some time. But there were a lot of cool renditions of the Mustang in that era.
Yeah, this is a car, you know, quite honestly, that you know, fans of the American performance somewhere ought to build a statue to the 87 5-liter Mustang, because it really is one of the cars that brought performance back to the American automotive scene after sort of that malaise era of the late 70s and early 80s.
Absolutely. More about the Mustang and more with Rob Sass. Straight ahead, you're listening to Auto World on GCN.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-690-923. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-690-9230. That's 1-800-690-9230. 1-800-690-9230.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoblue.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633. Or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
1-800-259-9231. That's our toll-free line. Or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Rob Sass is with us. He's the Hagerty Senior Media Services Manager as well as a noted writer. Rob's come up with a great topic for today, and we're going to finish up on this and then move on to a couple of other things. We've got a couple of questions standing by, too. But meanwhile, we're talking about five great first-time collector cars under $15,000. That's right. 84 to 89 Porsche 911 Carrera, 73 to 77 Corvette, 65, 66 Ford Mustang, the 69 to 76 Triumph TR6, and finally on Rob's list, the 87 to 93 Ford Mustang, the Fox Platform Mustang. And before the break there, Rob, you were telling us about some of the good points of owning a Mustang from that era.
Sure. 87 is really when the Mustang started to get interesting again. In 1987, I believe, they came up with a new cylinder head design for the old 5-liter engine, and all of a sudden it was putting out a really incredible 220 horsepower. So the cars had gotten fast again. You could get a convertible body style. They're inexpensive to maintain. There was a really excellent 5-speed transmission available. There were pretty good handlers, and most importantly, good-looking car. Although some people, I think, prefer the 5-liter GTs, which have the ground effects, the fog lights, and that kind of louvered rear taillight design. I actually prefer the cleaner look of the 5-liter LXs. But they're growing in popularity and parts support and really, you know, kind of a neat first-time collector car.
Amazing, you know, it shows me that I'm getting old because it, to me, it doesn't seem like it. They should be ready to be collector cars.
You and me both. And you know, I guess it's not all sweetness with Fox Platform Mustangs. The interiors, just, you know, not like they were in the old days. Kind of a lot of not particularly great-looking plastic. And although it's getting better, the restoration-type parts that you see so widely available for the, you know, the earlier Mustangs aren't as available for these cars. They're kind of caught in the netherworld between OEM support and the aftermarket specialists. But more than probably any other car we've talked about, though, it's hard to find a good one. I mean, these are cars that were cheap for a long time and just sort of invited abuse. So tough to find a really good example.
Excellent. Couple of quick questions for you, Rob. Herb, listening on Boston's business station, AM 1060 WBIX, wants to know about your 911 Carreras there from 84 to 89. He'd like to know where would be a good place to look to purchase one. Any suggestions?
Probably, I think, the best place to start is the magazine of the Porsche Club of America. It's called Panorama. And I believe you can go online and look at the classifieds. It's, I think, www.pca.org. So I would tend to want to start with a car that's been owned by a club member. I think you know, these are people that are passionate and often long-term owners, and good place to start.
Excellent. The other question comes from Kentucky, and the gentleman's name is Lou, and he wants to know about the Corvette that you recommended, Rob. He wants to know if there's any particular color scheme that's potentially a better investment than any other color scheme. That's the way what he writes here.
You know, I think probably the color schemes that are the opposite of the ones that I tend to like are the better investments. I mean, I tend to like the odd colors. I think the real bright orange was called Orange Blaze, and there's a yellow called Bright Yellow, actually. But, I think that the silvers, the reds, they built an awful lot of white ones. The bright blue that's a nice color. I think, if you're concerned about which one is going to be the easiest to sell at resale time, it's hard to go wrong with the reds and the silvers.
Good advice indeed. Five great first-time collector cars under $15,000. If anybody has additional questions, you can email me up, bob@autoworldradio.com. Rob, you told me earlier today off air you've got a brand-new book around the bend. Tell us about it.
Yes, it's called Ranlin Park. It's coming out at the end of this month, and it's just basically about affordable collector cars, how to have fun in this hobby on a budget, where to find good cars, questions to ask sellers, and answers a few maintenance questions, and just really kind of some straight talk on how to buy a really fun old car and not spend a lot of money.
Excellent. Well, after the book comes out, we'll definitely have to have you on once again for a full hour and really kind of get into the nuances of what is definitely something we all need to learn a lot more about. Let's talk about the month of January and the state of Arizona. Boy, it just seems like there are more and more auctions there every year, and 2010 is definitely continuing that trend.
Well, it's the truth, and as you know, Arizona is in January. It's kind of one of those bellwether events for the state of the collector car market. It's right around the corner. Four major auctions going on there that run from sort of the affordable stuff that we've been talking about all the way up to the multi-million-dollar cars. I think the general impression out there is that the collector car market sort of hit bottom the early part of 2009, and I think most of the experts that I've talked to are looking for January to show maybe a little bit of an uptick in the market and some return, health and vitality to the collector car market.
Well, that's good news for everybody. I know last year Haggerty had some seminars conducted in conjunction with the folks at Russo and Steele. Does Haggerty have anything going on this year?
As a matter of fact, we do. It is Thursday, and I believe that is the 21st, if I'm not mistaken. It's 9 a.m. at the Russo and Steele auction. We'll be putting together a panel of market experts to talk about where the market is now and where it's likely to go in 2010 and beyond.
Well, that sounds like a must for everybody who's heading out in that neck of the woods. Where's the best place to get more information about that, and are there spaces still available to attend the seminar?
I believe so. At this point, the best thing to do is go to www.haggerty.com, and you will find information on the Russo and Steele seminar there.
Well, Rob, I know you were selling a car at Pebble Beach. Are you doing any selling or potential buying in Arizona?
Probably not this year. I'm going to be a spectator like everybody else, but I'll be writing about it a little bit and anxious as everybody else to see where the market's going.
Absolutely, and we should point out, in addition to your work as an author, you also do work for Haggerty's very own magazine and also, of course, the New York Times.
Correct.
Excellent. Well, I think this was a really good topic, and we definitely will follow up a little bit more on it. So Scottsdale's just around the corner, and since we're both based in rather cold climes, I'm looking forward to the sunshine of Arizona. How about you?
I am too. I'm looking at 24 inches of snow out my window right now, so I got to tell you. It's sounding pretty good. So I'll look forward to seeing you down there and talking about where the market's going.
Excellent. Rob, I want to thank you so much for your time here today.
Thank you, Bob.
Excellent. He is the Senior Manager for Media Services for Hagerty, one of our fine sponsors here on the program, and also, as noted, a noted author and writer, so you'll see Rob's work all over the place. Well, if you're hanging around for hour number two of the program, let me quickly tell you what we're going to have, a motorsports update. That's going to be happening with Jeff Bressler. We're also going to be joined by a gentleman who is launching a brand-new television show, an interesting guy I met at the L.A. Auto Show. We'll be joined by Bill Maloney from Ohana Road, the most popular TV show in Hawaii, and talk about vintage racing, which is something that Bill is big into. Also coming up a little later on in the broadcast, as I mentioned, if we can squeeze it in, an interview I did with the king of the customizers. He likes to use K when he talks about customizing, and that's the one and only George Barris. And also our repair guy, Mark Evans, will step up to the mic. I'm Bob Long, and thanks for listening to this hour of Auto World.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.